Shalom, shalom, shalom to the bride of Christ from the world. God bless you. We say shalom to you once again from the Bride TV, the timely technology established by God himself as a storehouse for his bride in this generation. We're happy to have you with us on Rapture Watch, where we watch and prepare for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm Brother Olumide Jesus David, and with me in the studio is our beloved pastor, the overseer of the Bride Assembly Lagos Church, none else than our beloved teacher, Pastor Moses Alu. Shalom, sir.
Shalom, Brother Olumide.
Shalom, sir.
Jesus David. Shalom to the Bride of Christ worldwide. And I must say shalom to the Bride TV crew.
Amen.
That take time to put this together to be broadcast to the whole world. And shalom to all the financiers that have made it possible for us to be on air now.
Hallelujah.
God bless you all. Rapture Watch is a program put together to watch unto the soon coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
That's right.
Remember the difference between the foolish and the wise virgin was that the wise virgins, they both had oil in their lamps when they had the shout. But the foolish, the wise virgins had extra oil. The foolish, what made them foolish was that they took their lamp and did not take enough oil. So it will burn out. And so by God's grace, and we give glory to God for that, we want to belong to the group with that extra oil.
Amen.
And what is this extra oil? Extra oil is the grace that is needed at this end time.
Amen.
You see, remember that this Satan knows that his end is at hand. And he's doing everything, you know, to pack as many people as he can to follow him. In heaven, he got one third. But in now, at the end, he's going to get 90% of human beings on earth here, because many are called, few are chosen. And so, what differentiates the bride of Jesus Christ, the wise virgins, from the foolish one is a revelation.
Amen.
And we don't, you know, want to be caught unawares. We don't want to be caught sleeping. We want to follow the light.
Amen.
Remember that the path of the just,
amen,
is as
the light,
shining light. Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 18.
The path of the just is as
the shining light
that shineth more and more unto the perfect.
And that perfect day is the day of redemption.
Amen.
Until that day. And remember that Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1.
Yes, sir.
And verse 16 and 17.
For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ.
Yes.
For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. To the Jew first, and also to the Greek.
Now, what did he say?
For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith.
From faith to faith. Faith here is revelation to revelation.
Amen.
You know, it shineth more and more unto
the perfect
the
day.
Perfect day. And remember that the compass we have from earth to glory is this,
amen,
Bible. And remember also that there are two spirits on earth. The spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Christ and Antichrist.
That's right.
And so it is God must have a standard. God must have a filter by which to filter anything we hear, and it is the word.
Hallelujah.
And not just the word, like, you know, anybody can claim it to be the word, but God in his infinite wisdom gave us a guide.
Amen.
this written book that we call the Bible. Enough to take us from earth to glory. Amen. If you will follow it.
Amen.
And he said, all scripture.
Amen and amen.
Read it, please.
Second Timothy 3:16. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable
for
doctrine.
For doctrine.
For reproof.
For reproof.
For correction.
For correction.
For instruction in righteousness.
For instruction in righteousness.
That the man of God may be perfect.
Uh-huh.
Thoroughly furnished unto all
thoroughly good works. Grounded, furnished unto
all good works.
All good works. And this is important. So that, you know, all manner of doctrines are flying up and down. Apostle Paul in Ephesians chapter 4, he called it the wind of doctrine. Hmm. And so what is a wind? A wind blows. So doctrines that can blow you off the pathway of salvation are flying all around. You see, doctrines. And there I want you to note that Satan himself has his ministers. Second Corinthians chapter 11.
Yes, sir.
Let's read it from verse 2 and 3. 4.
For I am jealous over you with godly jealousy.
Yes.
For I have espoused you to one husband,
uh-huh,
that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ.
Uh-huh.
By fear, lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety,
yes,
so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ.
Uh-huh.
If he that cometh preacheth another Jesus.
So there is another Jesus.
Whom we have not preached.
Whom we have not preached. Whom we have not preached.
Or if ye receive another spirit,
uh-huh,
which ye have not received.
Uh-huh.
Or another gospel, which ye have not accepted.
Uh-huh.
Ye might well bear with him.
Now if you go to verse 13.
For such are false apostles.
False apostles.
Deceitful workers.
Deceitful workers.
Transforming themselves into the apostles of
and
Christ.
And they fool the Christian faith today.
Mm.
Go on.
And no marvel.
Uh-huh.
For Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light.
Even Satan himself has transformed into an angel of light.
Therefore it is no great thing if his ministers also.
Satan has his own ministers.
Be transformed as the ministers of righteousness.
Yes.
Whose end shall be according to
that
their
works. Why he said, test every spirit.
Hmm.
What will you use to test the spirit?
The word.
It's the word.
Hallelujah.
Jude.
Hmm.
Verse 3.
Amen.
What did he say? Jude. Verse 3.
Jude verse 3. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation.
Yes.
It was needful for me to write unto you. And exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints.
Uh-huh.
For there are certain men crept in unawares.
You see?
Who were before of old ordained
to be. He said you have to contend. He said contend. Because the wind will try to blow your wind of doctrines. They will try to give you another doctrine. They will try to give you another Jesus and even give you another spirit. Mm-hmm. But you have to contend. And he gave the warning verse 4, says what?
For there are certain men crept in
they
unawares.
They crept into the church.
Who were before of old ordained to this condemnation.
Because it's not a surprise to God.
Ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness. And denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus.
That is why in Galatians chapter 1.
Yes, sir.
Verse 6, 7, and 8.
Galatians 1, 6.
Even they started right from the time of Apostle Paul, as he wrote this to the Galatians.
I marvel that you are so soon removed from him, but called into the grace of Christ unto
another gospel. Because there is another gospel.
Which is not another, but yes, there is some that trouble you and will pervert the gospel of Christ.
Okay.
But though we or an angel from
take
heaven,
note, they will do what?
Pervert the gospel of Christ.
The gospel of Christ. Water it down.
Mm.
Remove the sanctity.
Mm.
Remove, you know, the spirit from it.
Mm.
The purpose that it is supposed to achieve can never be achieved when it is perverted.
Mm.
The three works of grace were perverted. As we see in Matthew chapter 13 verse 33 parable of the three measures of meal. It's they're all doctrines.
Mm.
You know, mixed with leaven until the whole meal is corrupted. That is part of it. Another gospel, yes?
But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed.
Let him be
accursed.
Accursed.
As we said before, so say I now again.
Uh-huh.
If any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed.
Let him be accursed. Will it stop it? It will not stop it. Therefore, he said, Timothy, study.
Amen and amen.
Study.
Timothy 2:15.
Yes.
Study to show thyself approved unto God.
Uh-huh.
A workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
And then the reason is because there is Isaiah 28.
Hallelujah.
From verse 8.
Isaiah 28 from verse 8. For all tables are full of vomit and filthiness, so that there is no place clean. Whom shall it teach knowledge, and whom shall it make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. For precept must be upon
precept. This is it. You see it now? Precept must be upon precept.
Precept upon precept.
Precept upon precept.
Line upon line.
Line upon line.
Line upon line. Yea, a little and there a little.
That is how the proper picture of salvation is gotten. And so, knowing these voices are in the land, it is the responsibility of the fivefold ministry called from above.
Hallelujah.
To line up the bride of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And that's why we have this program we call the Rapture Watch. For we are now heaven bound.
Hallelujah.
We are looking towards the soon coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And I pray that God will cause us to say something today that will help you understand this divine agenda for redemption.
Amen.
Better.
Amen.
God bless you.
Wow. Thank you so much, sir. And before we take a short break, our topic for this episode of Rapture Watch is doctrinal issues, the prehistoric world. So we'll be looking at some doctrinal issues, but in particular, the prehistoric world. We'll take a quick break, and when we'll come back, you'll be very blessed by what the pastor will say. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.